Hey, it's Digital Sista, and I'm back with a new episode of Digital Sista 81. Hope you've been doing pretty well, and thank you for continuing to listen as I start up and get going with it again. Now that Oscar Pistorius is out on bail, I believe that there has not really been enough discussion about the personality of Oscar and other elite athletes. First, you have to remember that they are pampered. They are revered. They are made out to be gods. They are the center of the universe, where everyone, family, friends, anybody who wants to be connected with them, is focused on the athlete and everything they need to do to win and be that celebrity. They don't like to hear the word no. They don't like it when they don't get their way because everything is handed to them. You know, Lance Armstrong, I think, is being really the perfect example of arrogance and self-centeredness and just a really big case of narcissism at its best. I suspect Reva Steenkamp locked herself in the bathroom with her cell phone for a reason. And there was a reason that he got his gun and followed her to the bathroom and actually fired those shots. Although it may not be the reason that he believes to be the truth. Since Reva is really dead and gone, there's no one else who really knows the true story. But I suspect if Reva had not been involved with him, you know, she'd be alive today, and she'd be enjoying her career unfolding as her reality show and her modeling career and her various endorsements were unfolding. You never know if there was some jealousy on his part for what was happening with her career. So unfortunately, we're just really never, I think, going to really know the truth because only one person knows the truth. But for them to say that it wasn't murder, we'll tell that to her family who actually had to bury her. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out during his trial and if, in fact, he does suffer consequences for taking someone's life, no matter how you try to justify it. Well, the interesting thing about the fall of Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife, I think, is really, really sad because they started out with such promise as young, you know, African-American politicians wanting to do great things. But I remember reading an interview a few years ago where he talked about how hard it was maintaining two residences, you know, one in Chicago and then also one in D.C. and then having children who, are pretty much in private school and that whole thing. So I think pretty much it got to be a situation where he was probably living way beyond his means. But I also believe that ego and greed got the best of him, like Kwame Kilpatrick, you know, the former mayor of Detroit. One starts to believe their own hype and start living beyond, you know, their means, which leads to temptation when there is ample money around at your disposal. It may be money that's supposed to be used for your campaign, but nevertheless, it's still quite a lot of bit of money. And so for Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife to dip into and spend some $750,000 on themselves was just quite alarming. And it really was, I had a spending spree that took about 7 years or so, but, you know, it came to an end. That's why he was hiding out at the Mayo Clinic when the wall started to crash in on him. But it was his own choice to spend campaign money on themselves. And really, and ultimately, I think he finally realized he couldn't get out of it. He couldn't hide. He had to face the music. And so the sad part is that they both are potentially facing jail time. They still have young children. So it's really going to mean that the family is going to have to come together and probably help take over some of the child rearing things and other things that have to go on while the two parents are potentially sent to prison for their misdeeds. So, you know, it's a pretty sad story all the way around. I'm going to work on finding something funny because, you know, the news today is just so tragic. It's just It's just nothing seems to be funny. So I'm going to work on finding something funny so I can at least weave that into a podcast. But until I do, let's just go with something that I find a bit ironic. The head of Google, and she basically was telling all of the employees that they could no longer work from home, that they've got to come back in and work in the office. And of course, if that's not something they want to do, then they can think about leaving Google. But then she goes and turns right around and then builds, a nursery, probably the best of the best, for her little newborn that she had a few months ago. So again, we kind of get back to that irony of, what's good for the rest of you is not good for me because I'm, the CEO. And again, that keeps reinforcing the distance between many CEOs and their employees. They have and can do whatever they feel that they want to do, and yet try to constrict and control their employees. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a little bit of upheaval at Google, or if they will kind of go along with what she is trying to institute. Well, in any event, I think that's it for this podcast. I'm going to come back to you in a couple of days. And like I said, I'm going to be looking for some funny news because God knows we really need it. Oh, let me just add one thing about His Eminence the Pope. I'm not Catholic. I don't always agree with some of the stances that they have, but I do respect, the office and the position of the Pope. And like anybody else, I was just mesmerized as I watched Pope Benedict say farewell and actually, ride the Pope Mobile around St. Peter's Square. I went to Rome many years ago, so I remember, what that looked like and how beautiful it was. But for him to, say goodbye and then to leave St. Peter's by helicopter, and then to go to the Castel Gandolfi retreat where he will be staying for a while. You just wish him well and hope that he enjoys the rest of his days doing what he likes to do, which is apparently contemplation and playing the piano, classical music, and really just probably being the intellectual spiritual advisor for the church. So I, like many other people, wish him well and thank you for his service. So in any event, I will be back to you in a few days. Digital Sister, signing out.